Okay, it's recording, so. Okay, after I made it through the plague, the decided to do a late show since plague kind of interrupts talk shows, hacking, and all that. Not the best.
So much blood.
Well, there's always blood, but different reasons. Yeah. So I figure I'll do a show. So apparently, we are somehow getting listeners. I want to keep doing this joke, but they tell us not to do it. But
What are we reviewing today, BSV?
Blood Bowl.
Ah, yes, the blood on the field, the fun, the action, the fuck you computer, my dice are always better than that.
Yeah. You always have that complaining, even if you roll in your dice.
My hands, the dice of Gimp.
Let's see.
All right, let's go with the price first off, man. What are we getting charged on Steam for this right now?
Without a sale or anything, it's $30 on Steam.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is odd since physical copies are lower than that.
Well, I bought my copy in Australia for $20, and games are generally 50% more expensive here in this country. So, yeah, Steam, check your pricing, man. Bit fucked up right now.
Yeah.
Would you say it's worth $40?
Probably have that much fun with it.
I think I've played
So,
$40 worth.
yeah.
You know, like I gauge all my home entertainment on hours spent per dollar. You
Yeah.
know, and I've probably done 40 hours on this game. All right, let's go through the basic. You know, what's the basics of the game, Bisbee? Run us through it, man.
Yeah, for those who don't know, it's pretty much back in the day there were Hammer had a game called Blood Bowl for the tabletop gaming. Pretty much a fantasy team, well, groups, and put them on a football field and have them move the ball around while they smash each other instead of just smashing each other. So they took all that, kept all the same rules and all that, and put it in a nice, shiny, three-dimensional package.
Yeah, I must say the animation's not as sexy as I'd like it. I wanted more violence. But I suppose it's meant to be a tabletop, and yeah, I just would have liked a bit more animated violence. There seems to be only about four or five, maybe six animations of different, knockdowns and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Blood stains on the field after a death or something like that stays around, which is pretty cool. And also it becomes a slipping hazard.
Yeah. So, as far as I can tell, I've only played some of the actual tabletop, and pretty much the rules seem completely, they haven't monkeyed with anything. You can play a blitz mode, which lets you tweak the rules. But I like just playing the classic since you can learn how to literally play a regular game if you're playing against people. And the only, what was a brain went blank after you are you, well, reset.
Yeah, I was just trying to pull out the actual teams there while being quite sneaky and having my mic on mute. I haven't got to that yet. But yeah, this has a number of races, lizard man, human. Yeah, as you said, like if you're familiar with the whole tabletop
I think it's 20 races, 20
yeah.
player per races. 11 of them are new versus the Blood Bowl Dark Elf edition, which was a earlier version of it. More of a rough draft version of the game.
Yeah. Apart from
But
that, The learning curve's a bit of a bitch if you've been away from tabletopping for a while, if that's even a word, tabletopping. Feel free to write in and correct me on that one, where I'll not give a fuck and probably bitch you out on my other shows. But it's, you know, it's a bit of a bitch, a bit of a learning curve, but you probably get over that after the first 10 hours. Once you've built your base team, a little pro tip for everyone out there, be careful of playing higher teams, because I built a team, had it almost to the 2,000 mark in its points from a start of 980, and now I'm back to 1,300 because BSV killed my three best players in our last game. Yes, you bastard.
It happens. I'm sorry.
Those players were worth $178,000 each.
You should teach them to take a hit better.
Yeah, so you might want to be running a single player game simultaneous to playing with your friends online, so you can just update your team if it takes too big a hit and you're not going to go backwards so far. Because I seem to be stuck now with a team I can't play because I don't have enough players on the team, and I've run out of petty cash to buy more players. And then when I try and like go into the next match, I don't have enough money in my like balance account to add any ringers and players from other teams in. So that team is pretty much null and void now, and I've had to start again. So I'm
and also careful. To be fair, though, are you? The last time I played you, you were 200 points higher than me.
Yeah, the game can be pretty brutal, and in its roles of the die. So if you're prone to violent and rage-tastic wig out stuff on your machine, yeah, put some Lucinite in front of your screen so your fists can't go through it. The computer can get pretty fucking aggressive when you're kicking its ass. I mean, you know, your player may have skilled hands, skilled feet, and have all the upgrades, and you can't roll to save your fucking life to move the guy around.
Yeah. Or,
you know, he herps up and has a brain freeze and falls over himself.
Yeah. Or somehow, when you just need a 2+ roll, you keep failing twice in a row.
Yeah. So, the Lucinite is definitely on this one. What sort of food do you reckon you could eat during this game? Like, because really, it's a one-handed game. So, two monitors, you can either be fapping or eating. I think this could go any direction with foods. Like,
for some reason, I see an old-fashioned leg of meat.
Yeah, and a goblet of fortified wine, man. Like, this big-ass gold goblet covered in jewelry and shit like that. You know,
it may be more expensive than the game, but it's worth it.
It's worth it for the atmosphere around your desktop. Yeah. Okay. So I think we're in agreement on the food for this. We've got morphs and analog here. Would you say like a large gold goblet full of fortified wine and a ham hock or something beside you? It's Noron.
You're making me hungry here.
You're the one that insisted on food.
So yeah, it's a one-handed game, fap or food. It's up to you with this.
Oh, both if you are coordinated.
Learn to play with your toes, and then you can do both at the same time.
Hey, there you go. So it's a football game about the cheerleaders. You know, you're talking about fapping while playing.
Yeah, I'll let BSV do this one because I spend more time watching his cheerleaders than I do watching his team.
Maybe that's why he's winning.
Just because I like strategy. The Dark Elves.
Yeah, scantily clad cheerleaders add to the 15-year-old plus value to this game.
Although some races don't quite have that, like our youth team.
Come on, my lizard ladies are beautiful. And they're flashing their cloacas and shit around. Come on.
Well, I think you've convinced me, so I have purchased.
Oh, we
pick it up on Steam?
Yep. Installing now.
So what do you all think? Should I pick it up?
I think it's a game that you're going to go back to. What do you think? Replay value, BSV?
I'll definitely be willing to play it again. And then also, if we have enough people, we can actually do an online league, which is pretty much all the things of a regular tabletop league of increasing your team of that. So
I just picked it up.
I see this could be a good LAN party game too.
Yeah.
You know, set up a bracket and definitely.
I mean, the way I've been playing, everyone knows now because I just can't stop telling everyone. I got the dual monitors now. I've got a series that I'm watching playing on one screen and the game playing on the other. And it's simple enough to where you can just switch back and forth.
Yeah.
It's a good, if you've finished playing Minecraft for a while and you want to do something a little bit tactical, but, you know, I've had enough of the first player shooters for a while, I'd definitely look at picking this game up as something to play with your friends in between arguing over who's running the server on Minecraft.
Are you saying Minecraft's not tactical?
Only playing with
I'll
you guys
you,
is a
trying
tactical.
To get trying to get the creeper to get shot and killed by the skeleton is very tactical.
Yes, but you guys are clearly playing a different version of Minecraft that most sane people play. Most just dig and run and hide, where we actively go out there and try and convince creepers to have a one-on-one MMA knockdown fight. So
that and you know, litter your lands with snowmen. But anyways, BSV.
So I completely.
BSV, you're doing a show. Dr. BSV, report back to the mic. You're halfway, or you're nearly at the end of your show. Paging Dr. BSV.
So,
winning. Oh, I should have that up on the soundboard.
So,
all right, give you a regular score, BSV, for Blood Bowl.
Winning. Definitely at least, I'll give it 30 to 35 for sure. Definitely, it does have a bit of a learning curve, but it's once you play a few games, you can figure it out quite easily. But yeah,
the menu system's easy to use too.
Yeah, and yeah, I think the main thing is actually having a group of people to play with. Because, like we said, the computer cheats. I think
it'll be good just to have a physical presence to yell at.
Yeah,
instead of the computer.
Yeah.
Well, that's why we want to play the LAN party game, so you can pick up the clue bat, go over there, and give them a clue.
Yeah.
Just like regular Blood Bowl referees. Or not referees, coaches.
Can I bring the clue gun next time? So I don't have to get up?
Depends on what rounds you're using.
If he's using the one I'm thinking of, it's just a 22. You'll be fine.
You'll be fine.
No. It's the 38.
Oh,
hollow point.
At that point, then you got to go to the hospital, and it's messy. And
no, they don't. You have to go to the morgue. It's the morgue, not the hospital at that point.
Well, it depends on where you're shooting.
A lot less will wait
anywhere.
To get in.
But then there's the bribes and paying people to get rid of it.
Actually, don't even go to the morgue. Just go to the farm, find the hog pen, throw the body in. They eat the bones and all. Done. Moving on.
Before we...
Now that we finished the cooking segment of the show.
That's where we got the ham hocks from.
Hey!
Okay.
Take your show back, BSV.
Yeah, before we close the show out, though, a couple of few things we want to go over. There is another indie humble bundle out that just came out this week. Has three games in it. One that's kind of a blocky shooter, which looks like it could be interesting. Kind of has the same graphics as 3D Dot Hero. And they added on to it one game that looks interesting but is completely creepy. The Binding of Icarus. Pretty much, it's a random Zelda, or randomly generated Zelda dungeon type game. But it's pretty much setup before the story is your mother threw you in the basement with all the other children, and they're all mutated freaks, and it's really dark and odd.
So you're a mutated freak too, then, I would assume.
Oh, so it's just like a Morp's LAN party.
Yeah. Oh, check out the videos of it. It's creepy. Looks like fun gameplay, but I don't know if I can actually get through playing it for long periods of time. But yeah. So yeah, if you are interested in any of those, the indie Humble Bundle, however you pronounce it, I always like it. I throw some money to charity and get games. Always a good deal. Let's see here. A week and a half left to Skyrim, so it's going to be fun. I already booked that whole weekend for gaming. Then also came out this week in preparation for Saints Row the Third, which is 2 weeks away. They released the character creator, so you can actually make your character ahead of time and upload it to the game.
That's clever.
When it comes out, which I don't see why more games that have character creators do this. So when you get the game, you can just put your character in and I can play instead of the whole hour or so of tweaking your character beforehand.
Yeah, but you and Tack are the only two people I know who are so vain you trick out your character before you even play the game, just so you look good in the game.
So? Can't go around killing people without looking decent. It's just not right. But, no. So, probably not too sure what to do for sure next week. I'm sure I'll probably find something to play. Did pick up week. The Evo Genius game. Maybe.
Worst case scenario, you can always get online and review Flash games.
That too. Or
next
just,
week,
you know.
we'll show you how to take your first-person shooter games and play them in real life. Tune in next week for that tutorial on first-person shooters and how to bring it live at home, the home game.
Attention, all government agents. That was a joke.
No, it wasn't. We're actually talking about immersive virtual reality, not shooting people. Well, not shooting real people, just virtual ones or other people.
Really? I wasn't at that fucking meeting. We need to have another meeting after this about what we're doing next week. Shit. All right, end the show. We need a meeting. What's fucking extra ammo now?
Device. I'm your screen saver. Feel.